In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus told parables using everyday imagery so that people could remember and then take stock of what he was saying. So the messages behind sowers of seed, Samaritans, and lights under bushels would help them remember what he had to say and could no doubt be retold to other people, just as I am doing now. And we all need parables, as we all love stories. But of course, there aren't many individual sowers around in the fields these days, only really on allotments. And we now have electric light switches and not bushel baskets. In our gospel today, we have powerful images with fire, heat, and forecasted storms to stick in our minds. We also have to remember that we are reading of a world and its religious atmosphere 2,000 or so years ago. The Jewish faith and the Christian faith, which was to grow, were what we call monotheistic faiths, believing in one God. These believers lived in a world at a time dominated by the Roman Empire, which was very much a polytheistic society, believing in many gods. Anyone who was not part of this monoculture was looked on as a threat to the ordered world. And for the sake of argument, any young person or slave, for that matter, who came home to a good polytheistic mum and dad or master and said that they were followers of the way or the teachings of Jesus, as the early church was called, would obviously cause a family rift and hostility. As someone else said, Christ brought division between those who saw who he really was and those who didn't. Some were healed, others sought to take his life. And sadly, it still happens today, that division. So a question, have we come to take so much for granted as followers of the way in what we believe and what discipleship really means? Last Wednesday, I told my communion congregation here, and I pardon me those who were there for me repeating it this morning. I told the congregation that in one of my past parishes, I gave everyone a little badge with the letters L-E-R-T on them. The idea being, if anyone seeing them asked what it meant, they would reply, "I'm alert." In other words, I'm alert to my responsibilities as a Christian. I'm alert as a member of the way. Today, the news all around us is of fire and heat and bad forecasts. Plenty to think about and disturbing readings for this morning. But when reading Luke's gospel, we must not forget that he told of the life of Jesus, the whole life, and continued in the Acts of the Apostles to tell of the spread of his gospel of love. Interestingly, in one modern commentary on this fiery passage set for this morning, one biblical scholar reflects with the words, Jesus asks if we think that he has come to bring peace on earth. The answer is yes, because that is what the angels indicated in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 14. So I could say this morning that the heat of the summer and the conflicts read about this morning are cooled by the message that comes from the beginning of the story at Christmas. That makes you feel cooler, doesn't it? So, my friends, we need to be alert to our everyday responsibilities, charged and changed by what we do and hear when we are here together on Sundays. Whatever the weather is like and whatever is going on in the world. For the world in which Jesus lived and ministered was also a very uncertain and dangerous world. And yet, he brought love, healing, and hope to all who had ears to hear and lives to be changed. So, my friends, be alert, for the church needs alerts. Amen.